Microbreweries have been rapidly expanding in the United States. As of recent, Alabama isn't an exception. In the past year, Alabama was the fastest growing state in regards to the number of new breweries. Michael Musgrove, co-owner of Tuscaloosa's up-and-coming Black Warrior Brewing Company, explains why he thinks Alabama is now leading the nation in the craft beer realm.
Mainly because at one time it was taboo to drink the high-gravity beers, and you couldn't have them. Alabama has very strict laws on the alcohol in this state, and everybody wanted to taste different beers more than just the Bud Light and the Coors Light. They wanted some other taste in beers, but the distributors couldn't do that because a lot of the legislation. Well, now that the legislation is loosening up and letting us produce more people are wanting to buy these beers and try them out. So it's been a huge boom for Alabama.
Tuscaloosa follows suit in the brewery trend, with George City Brewing Company opening last year and Black Warrior opening late this fall. Black Warrior Brewing Company owners are currently renovating an original 1950s downtown building. Barhand Alan Voss tells us a little about the process.
Well, it used to be a barbershop, and when I first started here, they had renovated that, and so it was just open concrete floors, and like a lot of the upstairs, it was a recording studio and several offices, and all those walls have been taken down, and so it had opened up, but it was really bare.
The brewery will include an upstairs event room that will be available for private parties and a tap room that won't mirror any other bar scene in Tuscaloosa. Musgrove explains how the interior of their brewery is unique.
We've made our bar actually out of old heart pine. Heart pine is really old pine wood that you can't find anymore. It's a really old tree that makes it. All our wood that makes up our bar has come off of old buildings and old barns and stuff. And actually, a lot of it has come off of houses that were torn down during the tornado. Our front doors are from a house that was torn down from the tornado. We have a lot of that. We've resalvaged and we're able to use here in their breweries.
Black Warrior plans to open their doors with 8 beers on tap and will offer 3 glass sizes so patrons have the option to sample. Musgrove says they'll eventually have 12 beers on draft, as well as homemade root beer and ginger ale for non-beer drinkers. In an email sent to WVUA-FM, Mayor Walt Maddox says, with Black Warrior Brewing Company coming online, it shows that Tuscaloosa is a hip city that can offer different experiences, including home-brewed beers. Musgrove reaches out to Tuscaloosians for support.
Drink local beer, whether it's us or Druid City. I do want to say that Druid City, they are very good friends of ours. We've helped them out. They've helped us out tremendously. We don't want to be a competitor with them at all. We know that there's enough craft beer drinkers in this town that want local beers that both of us can survive.
For WVUA-FM News, I'm Taylor Ray reporting.